Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We are heading into the St. Patrick's Day bank holiday weekend, but across the world, the celebrations have already started. Do the Irish abroad celebrate St. Patrick's Day better than we do? George Harrington is chairman of the St. Patrick's Day Festival in Perth, Australia. Are you all set to celebrate down under, George?
Hello, Andrea. How are you
Good.
Doing? Yes, we are ready for a massive weekend ahead of us. We've got Fatboy Slim Payne in Perth tomorrow evening. We got Kneecap on Monday.
Wow.
And we're booking out Saturday for a huge parade and a massive session.
How big is the parade in Perth, George?
Oh, look, Perth is the world's best kept secret. So we only have a small swath of the population here. But this year it's grown 25%. We're expecting about 15,000 to 20,000 people.
Oh, right.
The parade itself is probably going to be all up 3 kilometres. We're shutting down one of Perth's main arteries. So we're upsetting a couple of public transport companies, but we're shutting down one of the main arteries. We're going to parade up and down on the main streets in the Perth, and then we're going to have a big party inside in a park. Over here, what we've decided to do is it's a completely free day. So we've about $50,000 worth of kids' entertainment. That's all for free.
And who's funding that?
Has to buy a ticket. It's all sponsored. And then we have a good bar as well to entertain all the adults as well.
And is this is clearly a reflection, George, of the strength of the Irish community there and the numbers of Irish people living in Perth then?
Yeah, I might be a little bit biased, but we might have the best St. Patrick's Day festival in Australia.
Wow.
I just heard tonight that the Adelaide Festival had to be cancelled because of weather. So we're in a high bracket for having the best one in Australia. We even have one of your locals over here at the moment. We've got Emer Higgins, one of your politicians.
Right.
She's come over to be the Grand Marshal for a parade
okay.
as well. So
yeah, a lot of the politicians all right and dignitaries around the world over the next couple of days. Yeah, I can imagine though, George, when you're living so far away and particularly in the likes of Perth, Australia, that connection, that reconnection with Ireland on a St. Patrick's Day must be something very special.
100%. And look, everyone over here, they're very far from home. We're trying to build that community spirit. We're trying to give people the opportunity to reconnect with where they come from in Ireland. So we're trying to cater for all the people from the cities, all the people from the countryside, all the sports people, everyone that's got any bit of creed or colour associated with Ireland. We're trying to facilitate them this weekend.
Brilliant. Yeah. How long are you there yourself, George?
I'm here 13 years this year.
Wow, yeah. And you're clearly enjoying life there.
Have you not come over?
I haven't been to Perth.
Over, Andrea.
Not yet. But listen, I'm going to New York this year for the St. Patrick's Day parade. So maybe I'll put Australia on the map for next year if they let me go for a long weekend. Listen, enjoy the celebrations, George. Thanks a million for staying up to take the call there tonight. We really appreciate it. George Harrington there, chairman of St. Patrick's Day Festival in Perth. Kevin Tracy is on the line. Kevin's the past president of the United Irish Societies of Montreal. I believe, this is the 200th year of the parade in Montreal, Canada, Kevin.
Correct. We had a pretty good run for consecutive years, but that kind of broke down with COVID. But 200 years, it's going to be a special year for sure.
How big is the Irish community in Montreal?
Well, it goes back to the famine. So back to the famine, we had statistics say that 70,000 people arrived from Ireland when the population of Montreal was 50,000 over the course of time, over, you know, course of 18 months or 2 years. So it was a huge influx of Irish that came into Montreal. And some studies have said that about 40% of the entire province of Quebec that Montreal is in has Irish heritage in their DNA. So a lot of people have Irish blood, could be 10%, could be 80%, but tons. It's incredible, actually, how many people in Quebec have Irish heritage.
And how big is the parade itself?
Well, the parade has been, like I said, kind of restarting since COVID, and there was a lot of impact on some of the cultural groups and commercial groups that used to be in it. We've literally doubled since 2022, and we're back probably ahead of where we were even before COVID, but we're about 100 and let's say 125 units that are in the parade, probably going to top four, could be up to 4,000 or 5,000 people, and we're probably expecting, I'm going to say conservatively, 300,000 to 500,000, depending on the weather.
Okay. And is that a lot of people traveling from across Canada to Montreal for this because of the 200th year parade this year, or is that typical numbers, Kevin?
Weather is always a problem here, right? Kind of a hard act to follow with that guy from Perth because they got a heck of a lot better
yeah,
weather
actually,
than we do.
What's the weather like with you today?
Well, right now it's probably a little bit below zero. It's not bad. This would be a great parade day. It's got some sun, no rain and snow. We've had everything. We've had minus 22 and plus 22 1 year. No
yeah.
joke.
And I'm sure it goes ahead, unlike Ireland, where everything had come to an entire halt for about a week if we had that weather. But
oh, yeah. It could change yeah. within an hour type of thing in March, right? It's the spring month. So March and April are kind of a little psychotic sometimes with our weather. So we always hope for the best and luck of the Irish around March. And usually it's the last crappy day of winter and then spring will start the next day. It's really maddening, but that's what we get.
And will the parade will happen on Monday? It's not like, I know in some countries they might do it on a Saturday or a Sunday. Do you celebrate on Monday?
No, we're doing it on the Sunday. The whole downtown core of Montreal is pretty much shut down because of all this, you know, the staging areas that we have to do and where everybody is getting out of the parade. And then we take one of the main arteries in the street or like in downtown core. So, no, it's Sunday. And yeah, it's been like that for as long as I can remember. I don't think we've ever had a Saturday parade in my memory. And I've been doing this will probably be my 21st year.
Yeah. Did you move to Montreal, Kevin, or are you Irish heritage living there?
No, I'm third generation. I would say third generation. I have ancestors that came over in the mid 1800s and have stuck around, been merchants and various, various professions and whatnot. And there's just a ton. Like, you know, it's just fun. It's been a family event, and it's just a great end of kind of a crappy winter.
Yeah,
you know, it's like not much happens. Well, unless you're skiing or doing winter sports, Montreal is not super hospitable in the winter to be walking around. Great tourist town during the summer, but it's hard in the winter. And when people see March, they see an end. And it's a great multicultural event. We have easily probably 10 different cultural groups, everything from Ukrainian to, you know, Chinese, you name it. There's a list of them. And the spectators, too. The spectators, too, are like extremely
huge
multicultural and they love it.
Well, enjoy the celebrations. It is a huge achievement to see the festival mark. It's 200th year. I appreciate your time today on the show. Kevin Tracy there, past president of United Irish Societies of Montreal. Danny Boyle is on the line. Danny is the parade organiser in Glasgow and a member of the St. Rock's Marching Band. Glasgow first held the parade 20 years ago. Is that about right, Danny?
Yeah, the Glasgow St. Patrick's Festival is coming up for its 20th anniversary, and there was a couple of smaller parades which began in the city centre and then went out to a traditionally Irish district of the city in a place called the Garngad, which was in the mid-2000s. This was the first Glasgow St. Patrick's Day parade, which went straight through the city centre. Went to a fantastic family day in the Merchant City, and of course was celebrating the All-Ireland success of the city. So this year, we added to previous All-Ireland successes in dancing and music, and we had St. Rock's Marching Band, who won the marching band competition at the All-Ireland FLA in Wexford in August, and we also had the Kian Craig GAA Camogie team, who reached an All-Ireland final in December 2024. So we really thought we had to acknowledge that in the city and do it in a really central and public way.
Are the celebrations just better abroad, Danny?
I'm listening to my colleagues there from Australia and Canada, and I think there's certainly an aspect of when you're not living in Ireland, these cultural institutions and days of cultural importance maybe take on a a higher significance because it's a day where we can bring the GAA together, we can bring the cultists together, we can bring the dancing schools together, because all of these organisations dedicate, you know, 52 weeks a year, and they're travelling backwards and forwards for competitions all the time. So it's a really, it's a perfect opportunity to bring us all together to really celebrate what we're doing in the city for Greater Glasgow, you know, and I think these days of cultural importance just take on a higher level of value for us.
It's funny, you know, I've been asking people since the start of the programme today, you know, do they feel or do they think that expats celebrate St. Patrick's Day and the festivities more than we do at home? And vast majority of people seem to think that they do. You know, a lot of people tell me here on WhatsApps that they wouldn't open their front door to watch the local parade. They wouldn't travel to the capital city to see the parade in Dublin, and yet, you know, make such an effort if they were abroad.
Yeah, but I think what's completely unique, and I heard my colleague there in Montreal talking about it, our experience of immigration is not always economic. Sometimes, you know, you're thinking about refugee movements from as far back as in Gortamore. So the multi-generational importance of those descendants celebrating their Irish identity and their Irish culture, and sadly for some generations and sometimes quite hostile and discriminatory environments, just takes on such a much larger importance and prominence for those diaspora communities, and these are such important days.
Yeah, I know Glasgow obviously very strong links with my my home county in Donegal. Am I right in saying though, Danny, your parade was last weekend though, was it?
Yeah, it started on Saturday the 8th. Saturday the 8th of March was our parade, and that's partly because we're victims of our own success insofar as St. Roch's marching band have been invited to lead the St. Patrick's Parade down in London this weekend, which is taking place on Saturday the 6th or Sunday the 16th. So it's a great link up for the Irish diaspora in Britain as well, to take the Glasgow All-Ireland champions down to London. So we're really, really excited.
You get
about
two weekends out of it to celebrate. Thanks, Danny, for joining us on the show. The president of the Donegal Association in New York, Chase Victorson, is with us on the line. Chase, I will see you bright and early Monday morning.
Oh, we look forward to having you.
It's just to explain, I suppose, to people, Chase, every county in New York will have a marching, whatever, contingent group, whatever you want to call it. Every county participates in the New York parade.
Oh, yes. I think the scale of the parade here is probably unmatched worldwide. I heard some of the numbers that other people were saying, and good on them. But I think we have about 150,000 people marching in the parade, let alone watching the parade. Every county is represented. I mean, you name it, there's probably a contingency of everybody that has any semblance of Irish in their blood seems to come out of the woodwork for the parade, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're spot on about that. I was there last year, obviously, with you guys as well. And you really can't, you don't appreciate the scale and the logistical operation, Chase, that it is in organising something like the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade. And yet it goes off without a hitch. Like, there's hundreds of thousands of people, not alone, just line the streets from really early morning at 8 o'clock to see what's happening. But when you think of all of the people that form part of all of the different groups marching, it's unprecedented.
It really is unbelievable. And there's a lot of hard work goes in by the United Irish Counties Board and the all the various associations that have boards that organize their contingencies, and then the parade organizers. It really is a feat. And they start, I want to say, just as soon as the parade finishes, they're already starting planning next year. So
yeah. Do you think there's more cultural significance on celebrating the likes of St. Patrick's Day for you and others that are living abroad?
You know, I think it's definitely a way for people to tie into their roots. So I would say there's that aspect. Absolutely. I think, you know, interestingly enough, the saying in the States, at least, is everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So I wonder if it's you know, definitely started as a way to kind of reach back into history. But it's more just people to celebrate the Irish culture broadly, regardless of whether or not you're Irish. So,
yeah.
You know, we welcome everybody to the parade. And I think people just want to show their love for the Irish people.
Yeah, a listener here tells me that they're heading from Dublin to Leeds for the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Another texter too, Jason, says also going to New York for St. Patrick's Day. We might see you there. A huge operation, Jace. We'll see, as I said, bright and early on Monday morning. Look forward to taking part in the parade again. It's quite an emotional day, I found last year. Like, people are just so delighted to see Irish people when you're in New York over the weekend. It was unbelievable. I really had underestimated how emotional I thought the whole thing could even be until I was there and experienced it for myself last year. We obviously didn't make too much of a show of ourselves. We've been invited back by the Donegal Association. So we'll see you, Chase and Tracy and the rest of the gang over the weekend. If you're heading somewhere to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, let us know. We'd love to hear where you're going. Where's the best St. Patrick's Day parade that you've ever witnessed? 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's Chase Victorson, President of the Donegal Association of New York. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.